Grant funding is a non-traditional financing option to reduce business expenses and increase productivity. Stay with us to find out more about a local grant funding scheme that entrepreneurs can access through the Jamaica Business Fund. The Jamaica Business Fund, JBF, is a component of the Foundations for Competitiveness and Growth project, where grant schemes are awarded to strengthen businesses in Jamaica through support to SME supply chains. The Government of Jamaica and World Bank funded program launched in July 2016 aims to improve productivity and quality, increase output and sales to buyer firms, enhance the competitiveness of exports and import competing products and services. The supply chain approach will incorporate partnership with what is referred to as anchor firms to initiate and coordinate the JFB application and upgrading programs.
And an anchor firm is actually the entity that applies for the grant, and they work with the supply chain to develop a project that would enhance the competitiveness, the productivity, the ability of the supply chain to meet the needs of the market.
Fund manager, Jamaica Business Fund, Ronald Dubersing. The supply chain is a group of companies that work together to supply the market.
In some instances, it's a vertical supply chain, so you could have farmers working with a processor, working with a distribution company, feeding into the market. In other instances, they are horizontal, so they are a set of firms that are doing pretty much similar things, but by themselves, they can't really meet market needs adequately, so they have to work together.
The overall fund is valued at $4.5 million, with grants ranging from approximately $20,000 to $350 per supply chain. Exceptional cases can go up to $500,000. For individual firms, the grant range is $5,000 to $30,000 per project. It is not a full grant, so co-payment is required.
In the case of primary producers, people in agriculture, mining, that sort of thing, they would be expected to pay 30% of the cost of the project. In the case of processors or people who have more value added, they would contribute 50%.
For group projects with different categories of participants, the co-payment rate will be based on the status of the majority of the participants. The project targets supply chains in subsectors that are well prepared for assisting output and employment growth in Jamaica. These include but are not limited to agriculture and agro-processing, light manufacturing, construction, and logistics. The selection criteria includes the potential for export growth, development of new industries or innovation, potential productivity increases, potential increases in jobs and sales, and the commitment of the group to the program. Companies that can benefit from the grant are micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises registered in Jamaica, in operation for at least 1 year, with up to 150 employees and an annual turnover of $425 million. As it relates to farmers, registration with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is accepted in addition to the resources to fund the co-payment. Eligible activities include those that can build competitiveness, lead to export growth, develop new innovative products, increase supply chain productivity, and increase jobs and sales.
The overall duration of the project cannot be more than 8 months. However, if it is that there are projects that are of a fairly long-term duration, the fund continues for 3 years, and there'll be 3 cycles. So that a firm that is benefiting from the first cycle, they would apply for an 8-month project as a first phase, and then they could reapply for a further phase. So in effect, you can have projects going, but there must be an output at the end of 8 months that you can see something tangible has happened after the 8 months.
Fund manager, Jamaica Business Fund, Ronald Dubersing. Activities should also demonstrate that the grant would boost the operations of the MSME. Beneficiaries must comply with World Bank regulations on safeguarding the environment. Ineligible costs include cost of land, buildings and structures not inextricably linked to the activity, core machinery and equipment, raw materials, working capital, and other routine operational costs. For more information, call 279-7840 or 279-7962. In-kind contributions are accepted as co-financing once they add value to the project.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.